99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
It is horror week all this week on the show, where your real ghost stories of the unexplained. And we love these because they're from around here. They're local, you know?
Yeah, they're real.
So, real quick, Kevin, what happened to you?
My grandfather was a doctor. He had a house, 11 bedrooms, 5 baths. Mm-hmm. My dad's mom died when he was 3 years old, giving birth to twins. The babies died, she died. His dad died when he was 8 years old. Years later, we went there to stay, and I heard babies rattle upstairs, people walking around.
Oh.
It was a freak. It was pretty bad. Oh, I was like 13.
Oh my God. Thank you, Kevin. That stuff, man. That stuff is wild. Okay, so Brandy, she had messaged us and allowed us to kind of reach out and talk to her about her situation at her house. Brandy.
Okay, so we were just getting ready to go to bed one night. This was probably during the summer. And she'd been sleeping in my room with me because she's kind of scared, you know, of the dark and whatever. But I don't blame her. I'm scared, too. So just randomly, this happened the night before. And she was telling me that next night after it happened that randomly, you know, she woke up in the middle of the night. And she saw a tall, dark shadow opening my bedroom door and looking into the room.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So I was like, are you serious? Because instantly my heart went down into my stomach, and I was just like, but she knows that I'm a very big chicken, and we've been playing pranks on each other for the past few months. So I thought she was joking. She's like, no, I'm being very serious. She said, I really saw a tall, dark shadow. And I was like, well, are you sure it wasn't your dad? She's like, why would daddy look in here? I was like, well, maybe, you know, you got scared and you were talking in your sleep or something. She was like, well, I know it wasn't daddy because it had yellow glowing eyes. So I instantly locked the bedroom door at that point because I was freaking out. And she said, I tried to go back to sleep, so I covered my head. And then she said she kind of, I guess, fell asleep a little bit, but then she woke back up, and it was still standing at the door, staring, and then it slowly shut the bedroom door.
No. So this is your bedroom that this shadow is standing outside of?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I was like, are you sure it wasn't a dream? She's like, no, I know I wasn't dreaming because I thought I was dreaming, so I pinched myself, and I felt it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
So she's wanting to sleep with you, even though this ghost is wanting to open your door?
Oh, not anymore, no.
Okay, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, nope.
No, I'm done.
I'm out.
No, not anymore.
Wow. I don't think I'd ever sleep again if I saw that.
Oh, my God.
In my room. Nope, I'm not closing my eyes.
Yeah. So your...
Oh, my God.
Your stories of the unexplained, your haunted stories for Horror Week continue.
Nope, it's not Dad. He's got yellow glowing eyes.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yikes.